I told him to go on, enduring Cold Harbor. Catherine Shively Meyer. Two accounts are commonly used to describe soldier experience at the Battle of Cold Harbor. The first comes from Campaigning with Grant, the 1897 memoir of Lieutenant General Ulysses S. Grant's staff officer, Colonel Horace Porter. Wrote Porter of the eve of the June 3, 1864 assaults, in passing along on foot among the troops at the extreme front, I noticed that many of the soldiers had taken off their coats and were calmly writing their names and home addresses on slips of paper and pinning them upon the backs of their coats so that their dead bodies might be recognized upon the field and their fate made known to their families. Unsubstantiated by other eyewitness narratives, Porter's tales may, in fact, be apocryphal. The second account comes from Confederate Brigadier General Evander M. Law's 1887 recollection of the Union attacks on his lines. The assaulting column swept over the old works to become a mass of writhing humanity upon which our artillery and musketry played with cruel effect. I had seen the dreadful carnage in front of Marie's Hill at Fredericksburg, and on the old railroad cut which Jackson's men held at the Second Manassas, but I had seen nothing to exceed this. It was not war, it was murder. As lines selected from broader recollections, both these depictions problematically emphasize the Battle of Cold Harbor as an exceptional instance of horror in a campaign and war filled with it. And this limited perception has influenced academics and popular audiences alike. A more thorough reading of Law's account, however, indicates how soldiers survived the Overland Campaign's capstone battle, which, rather than a departure, was more of the continuous operations, field fortifications, and assaults endemic to the spring and summer of 1864. Just prior to his famous lines about murder, Law remembered...